spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, hello, 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 Uncle Buck here. Welcome into Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. First of all, I have a question for you, though. How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Oh, however you like it. I have a bucket of blues in store for you today I really think you're gonna like. Buddy Guy is the featured artist with pre-release tracks from his album, I Ain't Done with the Blues. Also on board for this session in segment one, Sugar Ray Rayford's on board. Big Mama Thornton. Oh, and let me tell you, if you're remotely a fan of Joe Cocker, I have a surprise for you I know you're gonna like. But it's time to stop yakking and start tracking. And who better to kick off a show with Buddy Guy than Quinn Sullivan? At a Buddy Guy concert in Massachusetts, Buddy Guy had heard from several locals that there was a young 7-year-old guitarist that Buddy ought to listen to. Well, at the concert, Buddy Guy invited this 7-year-old, Quinn Sullivan, up on stage. Not only did he blow Buddy Guy away, but the audience as well. Quinn went on, when his schoolwork permitted, did a little touring with Buddy Guy. At age 12, he recorded a song called Buddy's Blues. Give a listen.
Stop Biscuit song. At the age of five, my whole world turned upside down. When I first heard the real deal, Mr. Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy is our featured artist, and we're playing from his 2025 album. It's entitled I Ain't Done With the Blues. 18 great tracks in all. In an interview with Rock and Blues Muse, Buddy Guy said the album is about where I've been, it's about where I'm going, and the people I've learned everything from. He mentioned names like Muddy, Wolf, Sonny Boy, BB, and a list that could go on forever. He also said all of those guys used to tell him that if he outlived them to keep the blues alive. And oh, has he done a good job of that? So without further ado, here's our featured artist, Buddy Guy, from the album I Ain't Done With the Blues, a track I think you're gonna like called Blues Chase the Blues Away.
The blues.
Opening remarks, I have to admit I'm a bit guilty into teasing you about a double dose of the blues for Joe Cocker fans. The Tedeschi Trucks Band is going to kick off that double dose, and Joe Cocker himself is going to follow Tedeschi Trucks with one of my favorite Joe Cocker songs. I've even slipped up on the karaoke stage and done this song a time or two. It's called You Can Leave Your Hat On, but kicking off this double dose of the blues, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, a live recording from 2015, actually featuring Leon Russell on the keyboards. The Tedeschi Trucks Band and Joe Cocker's The Letter.
For an aeroplane. Oh, I ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, my lonely knees are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, baby, rock me like that. I don't care how much I got to spend. Thank you.
it's Matt the producer, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
As they say back in the old country, folks, it just don't get much better than that. Say, the time has rolled around for our Then and Now song. Albert King's gonna take care of the then version, recorded back in 2017 at the Stax recording studio. Here's Albert King taking care of the then track of Then and Now with Angel of Mercy.
Thank you. up to work this morning, my foreman looked me in the eye. He said, "Fella, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you look sick enough to die." He sent me to the company doctor, and he examined from head to toe. "Whatever's wrong with you, young man, my X-ray just won't show." I say, "Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me?" Finance company, they just kinda sheet my check. They say they want a payment by Friday, or they want all of the furniture back. I went to the credit union to try to get myself a loan. They say I would let you have it, young man, but we hear that you won't be working here much longer. Won't you please look down on me? Oh, angel of mercy, a little mercy. Off this morning to set my furniture outdoors. I was listening to the weatherman a while ago, and he says it's gonna rain and snow. My daughter got pneumonia, and my son is down with the flu. My whole family's suffering from malnutrition, and I can't even afford them to. Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me? Oh, angel of mercy, a little mercy is all I
Coming up in segment two of this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Johnny Lang is going to take care of the now track, a live recording of our then and now song, Albert King's Angel of Mercy. At this time, though, let's go back to back and belly to belly with a double shot of blues. Kicking it off is going to be Sugar Ray Rayford, something from his new album. Sugar Ray's going to be followed by a request. Hope you're listening, Jill. Big Mama Thornton. Her song is Everything's Gonna Be All Right. But kicking off this double shot, Sugar Ray Rayford, something from his new 2025 album, How the Other Half Lives.
Come down from on the mountain and see how the other half lives. Take a walk in another man's shoes. There's all different shades of the blues. When the water's getting muddy, take it slow, find a blow. It takes more than just money. What you sow, what you grow. Woke up on the wrong side, and you can't seem to turn it around. Off of your line, falling behind, soon you're gonna be out of time. When the water's getting muddy, take it slow, go with the flow. Well, you ain't got nobody. On a roadblock, and we're walking the rest of the way, missing the signs, losing your mind. You're in a state of denial. When the water's getting muddy, take it slow, find the flow. It takes more than money. What you sold, what you grow.
Well, our producer, Mr. Matt, is giving me that sign that I need to say it's time to take a little pause for the cause. By the way, Uncle Buck's Blues News is downloaded on UncleBUC.com every Monday at about noonish. But those of you listening to our first run shows at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, noon Sunday, Central Daylight Time, it comes on just about right in the middle of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Coming up in segment two, though, Matthias Latin's gonna kick it off with one of my favorite blues instrumentals. Buddy Guy, our featured artist, of course, is gonna be back. Delbert McClinton's coming up in segment two, along with Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Robert Cray's on board, also Tommy Castro. And oh, will you hear Johnny Lang take care of the now portion of the...
And I said, hello, sir. I believe it's time to go. Hello, everybody. This is Prakash Lim, bluesman from Nepal. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com.
Welcome into segment two of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, and helping us get started, great instrumental track, Matthias Latin, won the International Blues Challenge a couple of years ago in Memphis. Name of the song, by the way, if you wanted to download it, is After Party. Buddy Guy is our featured artist on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, session number 264, if you're keeping count. One thing before I start talking about Buddy Guy as featured artist up in segment one, we kick the show off with a recording made by a young man that was only 12 years old at the time. I'm talking about Quinn Sullivan. One thing I failed to mention is that in this day and time, Quinn Sullivan is what we now call a grown-up adult. In his 20s, Quinn's out on the road himself, has several great hit recordings in the blues world. Buddy Guy is our featured artist, and we're playing tracks from his 2025 album, I Ain't Done With the Blues. The album, by the way, has 18 tracks, and the album is released on July the 30th, 2025, which just happens to be the date that the Mudman will turn 89. Listen to this lineup. Buddy Guy has walked off the stage with 8 Grammys in his 50 years in the business, has garnered 38 Blues Music Awards. That, by the way, is the most anyone has ever received, and it doesn't sound like he's done yet. 2015, Buddy Guy received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In his behalf, Buddy Guy has enjoyed being honored at the Kennedy Center, and the list just keeps going on and on and on. So let's slip into something from Buddy Guy's 2025 album release of I Ain't Done With the Blues. Joe Walsh Lynch is going to help him on this track entitled How Blues Is That?
I'm from the backwoods, way down south. Grew up living hand to mouth. One good shake was all I had. The heat went out when the cold got bad. How blues is that? Tell me how blues is that? Got a poor shop loan, I can't pay it back. How blues is that? Went to Chicago, try to get a break. Had a lot of doors slammed in my face. Sang on the corner, poured out my heart. Picked up my chain. Is that? Woo, tell me how blues is that? Got a pawn shop loan, can't pay it back. How blues is that?
Double dose of the blues. This particular double dose is going to feature a little old school blues and a little new blues. Taking care of the old school, we're going to turn to Delbert McClinton. And for the new school, a 2025 release, actually a pre-release from Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram's album that's due out in 2025. The Kingfish song is Voodoo Charm. But kicking off this double dose, Delbert McClinton. Ain't that loving you, baby?
home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? But you don't even know my name. And let me tell you, baby, don't sound like it's true. They can drop me in the ocean, I'll swim to the bank and crawl home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? But you don't. Home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? But you don't even know my name.
Hey, this is Brother Greg Martin with the Kentucky Headhunters. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Check it out online on UncleBuck.com.
Working this morning, my baby's voodoo charm. Without a warning, she got her mojo on. Her spell is strong, my baby's voodoo charm. Full of money, nothing better ever been. My baby's voodoo charm,
for this week's Then and Now song. I slipped a little Albert King in the bucket of blues, a bit of old school for you. Albert King in our Then and Now feature up in segment one took care of the then portion with his version of Angel of Mercy. Oh, and wait till you hear Johnny Lang take care of the now track. So without further ado, our Then and Now song, Albert King's Angel of Mercy. Oh my goodness, listen to what Johnny Lang does to that on the now track.
Thank you.
Looking down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me. Ooh, there's only two more in there. I guess that's a good sign for me to say, well, it's time for two more before we go. Kicking it off is gonna be Robert Cray, followed up by Tommy Castro and the Painkillers from the Closer to the Bone album. Ain't Worth the Heartache is the name of the track. Kicking it off is gonna be Robert Cray.
Down and separate. We come with all kinds of customs and colors and features. That's what makes this country great. United, do you know what that means? Why you wanna go around from town to town, dousing us with gasoline? One never knows just how low someone might go. The president, 'cause you didn't like his name. You had a fit, said he wasn't legit, made him show his birth certificate. You could be a hero, then maybe not. So if you go to war, you better make sure that you never get caught. One never knows just how low someone might go. How you gonna fix this mess that you created? Why you wanna raise up the dead? If you're not a 10 or you're disabled, you just can't forget all that he said. If you wanna build a wall, build it around yourself. Then you can sit up in your tower and we'll all have a toast to your health. One never knows just how low someone might go. Ooh, one never knows just how low someone might go. Thank you.
just how low someone might go.
Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
It ain't worth the heartache. I guess I'll be moving on. Treat me lately, I much rather be alone. When I first loved you, seemed like I could do no wrong. When I first loved you, seemed like I could do no wrong. Your love for me is gone, long gone.
It's a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm going to fill the bucket back up and be back next week. I do want to thank everyone for tuning in, clicking in, however you got here, on whatever whiz-bang kind of a device you're listening to. Keep it up. Also, if you haven't followed us on Instagram and our Facebook page, oh, by the way, Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is now on TikTok. Check that one out. So until next week, here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.